what time it is. Another Film Drunk Frotcast live from the Frot Quarters in San Francisco. This, of course, your ear rapist, Ben. We're down a Brendan, but we replaced him with a comedian.
Yeah.
But first, super blogger Vince in the house.
You don't have to introduce me first.
Every time I
ordered to this.
All right, cool.
Don't fuck it up, Vince.
Sorry, man.
God, you're always trying to fuck everything
I'm bad
up.
At branding. That's why I have you here.
Yeah, seriously. People try to give us money and you get sad.
You're my brand ambassador.
But why do they give us the monies? What do we owe them now? I don't want to give up my arm. Brett's in the house.
It's not so much that I'm angry, more that I'm disappointed.
Okay. And then David Borey back in the house.
What?
Yeah.
Because the G's silent.
The G's silent.
He was, it was demanded that he come back.
It was demanded.
By you, Vince?
No, the listeners demanded it.
They got me.
At least like 3 people emailed me to be
what?
Like,
yeah. Grown-ups or children?
I don't know.
I think it was 1 grown-up and 2 children.
All right, that sounds about my demographic.
On the internet, nobody
knows
your dog.
Shout out to Laney Middle School. That's where most of my fans are at.
Do you perform there, like at recess?
I mean, they like my Twitter feed.
I just picture him standing behind the chain link fence running through a bit.
You guys want to hear a joke? Trench coat. I really want to get a perm, so that's probably also the fantasy.
We are Brendan Down. That guy is enjoying the sands of Hawaii.
What a cocksucker.
Yeah, really. Hawaii's a really bummer place to go.
It's for communists.
Ooh, I'm on vacation.
That was almost like a fake Brett a little bit.
Not really.
Oh.
That was like fake Brett's teenage cousin. I don't even like squirrels.
Is that fake Brendan?
Yeah.
I don't even like stuff. I hate you guys.
Do you like metal music?
No.
What about books? You like books?
I hate books. Books are stupid.
How do you feel about contraception?
It's stupid. It makes me want to kick stuff.
That is the super antithesis of fake Brett, though. The, oh yeah, sure is the no. Stupid.
Yeah, no and. It's great improv.
That's what they teach you. So day one's yes and. Day two is no and.
Yeah, that's hard. It's much harder to pull off.
Day three is coming out to your parents.
How does that, is that a, that's...
It's because improvers are gay.
Oh.
That sounds really harsh now, but
you know, facts are facts, though, right?
Yeah, I'm just, come on, man.
I mean, you can't argue with science.
Yeah, that's just, that was written.
Tonight, we're going to have Evan from Doc Films, who, he's really the catalyst behind us even getting to Chicago. So we'll talk to him. He's a college kid, so we can find out what being in college is like, because we're old.
So old.
So old.
Speak for yourself. But how old are you guys?
So old.
I just turned 903. No, I'm 33.
Okay, how old are you?
30.
How old are you?
31.
I'm 25. I can still bang teenagers.
So can we. We just have to lie about our age to do it.
That's true, because you all look a lot younger than... Like, if we were just going on how we look, I look older than you. And that makes me really uncomfortable.
Or at least we're a little closer to equal. Like,
I look 34.
No.
No, I do have boyish good looks.
Yeah.
I feel like black dudes and Asian chicks have a similar thing where it's like, I can't tell if you're 14 or 34. Like,
but
it's
either
like,
way, you might get beat up.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I understand.
That's what he meant.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even know how old you are. I just know I clutch my purse closer when you walk by. That's all I know.
I know, hurry up and buy.
Yeah.
No,
I know I don't hold my phone out in public. Yeah. I try to read it from in my jacket pocket.
I know
pocket.
That I can't get cell service in your neighborhood.
Is no
that
cell
true
towers.
In Chinese neighborhoods?
Yeah, no cell towers.
No cell towers.
Yeah, they took them all down. Sold them for spare parts. You didn't know that?
No, I've been watching The Wire. I should be up on that.
Lake Trout.
I don't understand that reference.
It's a thing from The Wire. Is they eating
I never Baltimore? I never watched all the episodes of The Wire.
It's been,
I know that's criminal.
You get worse every week.
Dude,
I know.
It's taken over my fucking life for like 2 weeks, dude. I've been dreaming about fucking Baltimore, which is the worst possible thing you can dream about.
But I've always wanted to be a crack dealer. So I feel like it would be sort of a how-to guide.
Do you want to be a crack dealer?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about selling drugs. It's still like a job. Like, you have to. Drug dealers work way more hours a week than you think.
They don't sell crack; they sell heroin.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Some of them sell crack.
Yeah, Mostly Heron.
Heron.
I think he just wants to say Heron.
That's how they say it, Heron.
In Baltimore.
I just want to talk like Prop Joe. I don't know how he does that. That weird accent. He's got the weirdest accent I've ever heard.
That guy also has the worst haircuts in the history. Yeah. He had like little shitty dreadlocks. And then next season he changed his hair to a fucking flat top. Like he was a member of Jodeci. That guy has the worst hair.
He had like the two weird front braids like Snoop Dogg and Murder Was the Case.
I'm innocent. I love that guy. Mm.
Snoop Lion?
I refuse to acknowledge that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, even Snoop's music all sounds identical for about the last 10 years.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, it just.
Well, no. All right. I mean, yeah. The only good album was Doggy Style. I'll say that. I'll stand behind that.
But it was really good.
It was so good.
And it had a cool cartoon.
Yeah.
The shirt
that we were talking about last time.
Which shirt?
The shirts, like the homies shirts.
Yeah, with the
like
dogs.
That's basically with the cover of Doggy Style.
He brought that in.
Yeah.
He invented that.
That's the one thing. I mean,
he doesn't get enough credit for that.
Digital music is awesome, but we do miss out on some cool CD liners.
Yeah, man. And music videos, man. I miss music videos were awesome.
Yeah, those don't exist. So kids out there that love your Jersey Shore, you know.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Speaking of getting old.
Stupid show.
Well, first, let's just remind everyone.
Okay.
It's next week and not this coming weekend. We're coming to fucking Chicago.
Yeah, get out there. Come out.
Brought to you
come
by.
Come on, Billy.
Let's go get RoboFucked at the Frodcast show in Chicago. We won't really have RoboFucked.
RoboFucking extra.
Yeah, that is extra.
That's another level on the Kickstarter.
Yeah. Get RoboFucked.
Get RoboFucked, yeah.
We have to fly
Joe King in. To RoboFuck
people. Yeah. Brought to you by Tall Tale Productions. Thanks to everyone who's backed it. We're really excited. Saturday and Sunday, the 3rd and the 4th, will be at the University of Chicago. People that have bought tickets, more details to come. We'll email you next week. So we'll get you the details.
Well, we got to email people now?
I do it all. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I just got to show up, right?
Yeah, you just show up and don't get too drunk.
Okay. Well, all right.
50-50 on that.
And don't be offended if we don't let Vince take all of the shots in the pre-meeting thing, because he will fucking ruin it.
So yeah, like if people say like Vince, take
so we're
the
gonna
shot.
Do like a two shot limit on the pre.
Oh, we're not taking shots with people.
Oh, there! Wow, you've grown up.
No,
so proud of you.
You're not gonna take shots. Why are you?
You have to do.
You know what Chicago's like?
Maybe afterwards. Yeah. We have to perform. People have paid.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't just have Vince pee his pants up there.
Be careful too. I was in Chicago this summer and I got accosted by a tranny gang. And I found out later that they cut some dude up.
With their wieners?
No, with box cutters, like sliced his body.
That's what they call their wieners.
No, they like sliced it.
They sharpen their dicks.
Box cutters.
They tried to get a cigarette, and when he said no, they whipped out their dicks and cut his body apart.
There's a movie called Ticked Off Trannies with Knives.
It's dick knives.
Well, these guys weren't ticked
dude,
off
let it go,
because
Ben.
They're not in fifth grade. Ticked
Come
off?
Come on, Brendan's not here. I gotta make it up. Make up his...
Who says ticked off? My mom doesn't even say ticked off.
P.O.'d.
She's a 4'10" woman.
I'm so P.O.'d.
I'm so teen.
Wait, so...
I'm real miffed right now, guys.
So where'd you... Yeah, where did this tranny gang come from?
I was walking...
Was it like the Warriors where there's a... Like their face was painted and...
No, it's just like they were actually really terrible because I was staying in Boys Town, the gay neighborhood, and they were just... Like, they were just buff dudes in women's clothing. Like, they were terrible trannies. Like, 5 o'clock. Like, our trannies kill their trannies, dude. Like, 5 o'clock shadow, but just super buff dudes.
Hairy chest.
Yeah, but just in women's clothing. And, like, it was so weird. I was walking past. Somehow I got to the projects, and I was walking past. And they were just, like, in a stoop. Like comically, like fucking like Fat Albert in the gang, just like one
just
had his,
cracking their knuckles,
yeah,
and stuff.
Like, one had his like knee
playing
up
with
on
a butterfly
the steps,
knife,
and the other one was
flipping
just,
a quarter.
Like, yeah, like they all had toothpicks,
and then they had high heels and miniskirts.
Yeah, yeah, they were super buff, and the one was just like, "Let me get a square," and I was like, "Man, I don't have a cigarette," and I just like crossed the street, and then this girl that I was staying with,
I've never even heard that slang before. Let me get a square.
Yeah, that's prison style.
Oh, damn.
But then, yeah, this girl I was staying with was like, no, they cut my boss up. They sliced his body.
Wow.
Yeah, and I saw, you would just see him around, like, lurking.
They are really addicted to cigarettes.
Well, because they're like $9 a pack out there.
That's why.
Yeah, dude. Makes Chicago sense. Is fucking.
I've always said that whatever gene makes you want to be a transvestite, it must be really, the chromosome, it must be really close to the one that makes you super tall. Because I swear I've never seen a tranny that's under like 6'4".
Yeah. And
you
see a tranny, and like trannies, and they're like 9 feet tall.
They're like 6'7", and they're wearing heels. It's like, okay.
I understand that. I understand wanting to wear women's clothes, though, because their fabrics are better than ours.
But what
ever thought about that?
Their panties are so nice.
Yeah, they're so much softer than my underwear. My underwear has holes and bleach stains in it.
Yeah.
And they're running over here with silk? That's not really fair.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you're buying underwear with holes and bleach stains in it.
Well, I mean, I ride it to the end of the road. You know what I'm saying? I stay till the job's done.
Like, I appreciate that.
I'm gonna.
I also like how the big trannies only wear the super crazy aggressive red lipstick.
Yeah,
and they spread it.
Tone it down.
They spread it like 2 millimeters too much.
What's wrong with the earth tones?
That's Patton Oswalt thing where he's like a clown is just a tranny who keeps going. just keeps going a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's like it's just like a millimeter. It's just too much, a little bit all around all the edges of the lips.
Well, there's that one weird. I'm sure you've seen the weird Asian one around town where
there's something
wrong. She has a goatee and like huge like lipstick that's like.
Up to her nose.
If you live in San Francisco, you've probably seen this chick.
She's
like a kabuki. She's like a weird kabuki character.
She's out early in the morning too. She's around.
And she
here
just has
a
like
lot.
This ghostly look on her face, and just shouting it.
There's something wrong with her.
Yeah,
or him, or whatever.
Definitely completely schizophrenic.
Yeah.
I've seen the midget prostitute on Larkin.
No, not the same.
Go to Larkin Street.
Linda.
Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah.
She got ass, though. I mean, I don't know what you're into sexually, but she's
mostly midget. Mostly midget.
Hey, takes all
very
kinds.
Tiny limbs.
So, speaking of musicians getting old, I was going to cue up this clip of Guns N' Roses playing an acoustic.
Is this
set.
The bridge school?
Yeah.
This is actually in Mountain View.
Oh, really?
It's a Shoreline, yeah.
Well,
they do it every year.
We missed out.
It's Neil Young's thing, right?
Yeah. And so, Axel was. Terrible.
His voice sounds great, as you'll hear soon.
Yeehaw! Oh, this is gonna be sad.
Just listen to his voice. I wish they could isolate the vocal track. Still doing the dance though. It's like you can see his lips moving and no sounds coming out half the time.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah, so for those of you younger kids out there, Axl was really, really cool for a while.
Well, the thing, he kind of painted himself into a corner because Axl's speaking voice is like Barry White deep, and then he has like the screechiest rock vocal. Like there's no way that
also,
you can do that in every show. There's only
he's not
one
been
Brian
kind
Johnston.
To his own body.
Yeah,
does he still look terrible where he looks like fat and bloated?
He just looks like bad...
He looks like he lives off corn dogs and drugs or something.
It's the title of his autobiography.
That's definitely a dude whose kids won't talk to him. That's everything with that voice.
How many kids does he have, you think?
12, man. Yeah. Come on. Guns N' Roses? He had 6 kids from Paradise City alone.
You know, they're performing, I think, in Las Vegas for like a week or something. I mean, it's still called Guns N' Roses, but it's Axl and whatever.
Axl and Co?
Yeah, Axl and Co, whatever ragtag group he puts together.
Yeah.
And then you get that.
Well, you heard about my...
That always bums me out. Like, rockers get so sad. Like, when rappers are old, it's still, like, super cool. Like, if somebody was doing a concert, then, like, Run DMC shows up, you're still like, oh, shit! But if, like, Quiet Riot shows up, you just want to shoot yourself in the face.
Like, well, they paint they paint themselves in a corner. It's like, you can only rock back-length hair when you're, like, 22.
Yeah, it's not okay if you, like, if you vote and have, like, multiple things that you own, You shouldn't have hair to your ass crack.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, like, if you're British, like, Iggy Pop's the only exception, but, like, if you're British, you just get super stringy like a fucking lizard when you get old. But if you're American, you just get fat and bloated.
Yeah, like, British guys, like Iggy Pop still looks tough, right?
Yeah.
Like, I still don't want to fight him.
Yeah. And same with all the Rolling Stones. They just look like these weird,
yeah,
weird like raptors.
Yeah, like I wouldn't fight
Mick
Jagger.
They're
in the
still
streets.
Performing and they're 9 million years old.
Yeah, because the vagina juice is sustained.
Mummifying.
Them.
They have all their juices.
Yeah. It's like embalming fluid.
Yeah, it's embalming fluid. That's what European
I did not know that.
They got the eyes all big in their sockets and the skin pulled up on their just teeth in their mouth.
Mick Jagger's never had a facelift. It's just pussy that keeps it so tight. Yeah,
he just rubs pussy on his face.
Well, again,
rubs it under his eyelids after every sexual encounter.
That's the benefit of starting out super ugly. Is like you can maintain that look.
Was he super ugly,
dude?
He was like Willem Dafoe.
So ugly.
He was so ugly that he's super.
Yeah,
ugly.
Exactly. It's a look, you know. It's not.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who are just stupid ugly, but then they get handsome because they're so obnoxiously ugly.
Yeah,
which I respect more than like Brad Pitt. You didn't even have to do anything. Steven Tyler looked like the back of my nutsack, but it was so weird that they were into it.
Because it was such an uncanny resemblance.
Yeah. Man, if I shave and put a banana or a bandana on my sack, or a banana.
Or both.
Living it up, I go in there.
I like that him and Keith Richard are vying for the modern day Jack Sparrow. No matter where they go, both of them, they have like
they both look like him.
They have 9 bandanas on and so much jewelry and 15 necklaces.
The funny thing is, Johnny Depp actually had to cut down on
the
trinkets to play a pirate. Like, when you see him out in public,
weird.
He's got like 6 wallet chains and
he's the jingliest motherfucker on the
crucifixes.
Planet.
He is just
a cacophony.
He's
when
like
walking
the
down
white
the
Mr. T.
He does have a lot of jingles.
He's
doesn't
just
he?
Wearing a fucking set of tambourines around his neck, just
some type of feather jewelry.
Oh yeah,
he's got live birds in his pockets.
Yeah.
just a nest of starlings popping out of his shirt collar.
He's got like a medallion with butterflies in there.
When he pays with change, it's just those birds flying out.
I could see him wearing a full bird cage around his neck with live birds in it. I'm surprised no one's done that. Like a big necklace that just fits around, like it's custom, so it's not okay. Just sort of, you know, like concave, like a half moon on one side, and then it's a big bird cage in the front, and there's just birds hanging.
Yeah,
out
it'd be
there.
Like it'd be like Flavor Flav meets Jimi Hendrix or something.
Yeah,
one sad baby ostrich crammed in there.
Or that. How sad would it be if it's living on a baller's chest?
Oh, that's the life, man.
Yeah.
Just a baller bird?
A baller bird. That bird is eating the highest grade bird.
You're just feeding it like lobster tail all
night?
Yeah,
like macadamia nuts.
and the occasional puff of super high grade weed.
Yeah. Just to get his head right.
I feed him lobster bisque and macadamia nut.
I could live off a lobster, but no, I couldn't. I have kidney stones.
This is my pimp chalice and my baller bird. Over there is my okapi.
Is your pimp chalice allowed to be filled with lobster bisque?
Ooh, that would be
extra even more pimp. Decadent than Hennessy.
Yeah, way more decadent.
That's pretty good.
Like, that's even more baller, I feel like.
I would fill mine with shrimp cocktail because I love
see, I don't
cocktail.
Get why Hennessy is decadent. It just it's like a weird
like
alcohol to pick.
Sack, but I get like
isn't it? It's like brandy, isn't it?
It tastes bad, but in a good way. Like you ever drink like a super strong whiskey or like a scotch?
I mean, I'm a rye. I like whiskey, but it's like Hennessy's like brandy, isn't it?
No, it's cognac.
But isn't cognac a type of brandy?
No, well, it's like a bourbon derivative.
It's,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh fuck! I learned this once, but I've forgotten.
Cognac is just really, like, if you drink a shot of cognac, that warmth in your heart makes you feel like you could kill it.
Because it actually goes to
or, like, sell a woman on the street. Only two things you feel like you could do after you drink cognac.
It's just like Christmas is exploding out of your
not
bowels.
Not even Christmas. It's just like the soundtrack to Superfly.
It's like Pimpsmas.
Exploded in your belly. That's what it feels like when you drink cognac.
Like you slip.
There's all sorts of wah-wah pedals. It's like a wah-wah pedal in your stomach.
It's like dubstepping your stomach.
You slip the disc in your back and magic came out, just gushing into your spinal fluid.
It feels like you swallowed Bruce Banner and it turned into the Hulk in your belly. That's what cognac
it's
is.
Like,
man.
You had to poop the Hulk.
Yeah, it's like you had to. When I drink cognac, I feel like I could rob a bank successfully. Like, this is what's going to happen.
I've never felt so sure I could rob a bank.
That's why I can't drink cough syrup, dude. I'll start a rap label.
Again!
That shit gets to me.
When you robo-trip?
No, codeine.
Oh, what's robo-tripping?
Robitussin.
Oh, my bad. Whoa.
Well, originally, it got real. Originally, it was based off the codeine, the prescription strength Robitussin, but then it just sort of.
Then they found out you could actually trip off the non-codeine Robitussin.
Is that more like scissor?
No, scissor is codeine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big proponent of that.
Okay.
I mean, don't do drugs, kids, but if you're going to do drugs, definitely drink cough syrup. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I like that that got mixed with the driving around and crashing into stuff at some point, and now it's like one and the same. It's like, well, what are we going to do? I guess we'll crash into some stop signs.
But, I mean, also, if you do codeine in a nice environment, the last time I did codeine was in Denver, and I laid on the ground looking at a tree with my friend. Like, it's not just for killing people.
Stay away from the cars, kids.
Yeah,
is that your Juggalo Vision Quest?
That's when I found my Juggalo name, man.
Yeah.
Ever since that day, I was Dr. Hennessy Creams.
All the spirit animals for Juggalos are machine guns.
The spirit animals for Juggalos are just other Juggalos. Red Rider!
So I actually Googled some Juggalo shit just to see what was going on in the Juggalo world, because I knew last time we were talking about Juggalo vision quests, and I really liked this headline. Rising rapper Creepyface died in a hail of words.
It's not a way to die. You can't
is that
die
an
by
Onion
that?
Article?
No,
that's amazing.
No, Creepyface wanted to be known for his lyrics, not violence. But he... But he died after a rolling gun battle. And this is like the most Juggalo story I've ever heard.
Were they shooting verbs? Why did he die in a hail of words?
He wanted to be remembered for his violence?
No, he didn't. Oh. Not lyrics, not violence.
First problem, he named himself Creepy Face.
I can't wait for a guy to say, I want to be remembered for my violence, not my lyrics.
Don't buy this album. Just know I killed him.
Like Ray Lewis.
Don't listen to my words. Follow my violence.
Remember when I beat people up. The stage was their battleground. The microphone, their weapon of choice.
This is a stupid article.
For months, local rappers and former bandmates Creepyface and Devil Boy faced off in a war of words, played out in an aggressive rhymes over a thumping beat.
All right, stop.
No, it gets better.
I hate this terrible. So much.
No, it's going to get better.
The headline was amazing.
I'm going to leave.
Then, on September 24th, bullets took over for rhetoric in a showdown on the streets of Kansas City.
God damn it.
Spitting lead instead of rhymes.
the man behind the creepy face persona, a 37-year-old husband and father of three named Chad Ford.
You're a 37-year-old husband and father of three and your name is creepy face?
And his name's Chad.
Of course his name is Chad. God
always
damn.
Chad.
It's always Chad.
You know what? To be fair, it is always Chad.
Chad or Brad or Thad. Always the worst.
A lot of Chad.
Ford's brother-in-law, Daniel Bartlett, who performed as Devil Boy, is being held in Wyandotte County Jail with bond set at $1 million. Bartlett's cousin, Michael McKean, who called himself Mikey Myers, with a Z on the end, is jailed and accused of firing the fatal shot.
A Z on the end and a mask on his face?
Prosecutors say Bartlett drove the car that McKean fired from. Prosecutors see the gun battle as a conclusion to the festering feud between music rivals and family members.
I mean, listen, here's the thing about Juggalos. They may be kind of silly, but they are super down.
Yeah. Oh, that's like, their most endearing thing about them.
Yeah, they're super down.
Whoa.
Like, they will hit you with a hatchet.
But then they'll just shout family until you stop fighting and just hug it out and do some drugs.
I mean, I don't know about the hugging.
Isn't that what it's all about? The love?
It's all about family.
All right, so under the subhead, under the subhead Wicked Ways, also with a Z on the end. Chad Ford proudly proclaimed himself a member of the Juggalo family for life. Juggalos adore the veteran hardcore rap group Insane Clown Posse with its trademark scary clown masks.
They
don't have masks.
They're like a bunch of these are the outsourced articles that they send to the Philippines, isn't it?
Much the way Grateful Dead worshipping deadheads of a previous generation were prone to tie-dyed clothes and hippie hair, the Juggalo aesthetic includes tattoos and face painting.
I am unfamiliar with the culture.
I hate this. This fucking reporter.
Though they are predominantly white, they espouse acceptance. They're dark and horrid.
That makes up for it. That sentence makes up for it.
That sounds like the military.
Even though they are white, there are very few hate mongers.
Oh, man. This is so sad.
Their dark and horror-tinged music belies the culture of a family-like togetherness. Crowds at a Juggalo concert will often chant the word family. A true Juggalo is all about family, said Terry Smith, who managed Creepy Face.
I can't get over Creepy Face.
I picture managing Creepy Face mostly about getting the right pills in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
You're more managing like a tiger.
Yeah. It's like ironing his JNCOs for the next day. That's what managing Creepy Face was.
They're not a gang. They don't condone violence. Smith knew Ford as a gentle, laid-back man.
You mean Creepy Face?
Blaze, you dead homie.
Hey, listen, Blaze is kind of cool. They have this one song.
It's not one. It's more than one.
Escape Artist is a pretty cool song. It's on my iPod. I swear to God.
From Blaze the Dead.
Blaze, you dead homie.
Blaze, you dead homie.
Yeah. So we had a conversation about this.
Where does the comma go?
Yeah, is it Blaze, you dead homie? Like it's his name's just, Blaze or Blaze, just, you dead comma homie? Like I'm a Blaze,
no
you dead.
There's no comma. There's no comma. It's just Blaze, you dead homie.
So is he Blaze? Like he's is he, a ghost? He is your
no,
dead homie.
There's two guys, and neither of them are called Blaze, you dead homie. Just when they come together, Captain Planet style. Like, it's like Mario is Mario and Luigi is Luigi, but when they come together, they're the Mario brothers.
Yeah.
Blaze, you dead homie.
But I'm just wondering about the grammatical.
There's no comma.
In and out.
No,
there
how many rap groups do you know that have a comma in the title?
I just want to know how I'm supposed to take it.
Yeah.
Is it? What is do you mean? It's Blaze, you dead homie.
Is it an imperative?
No.
Or is it a declarative?
I mean, yes. If your homie is dead, it's imperative that you blaze him.
Okay. Yeah, well, see, that would be Blaze. Blaze, yeah, that would be no comma. That would be an instruction, like Blaze your dead homie. Like, your homie's dead,
you gotta blaze him,
otherwise he's gonna start stinking.
They're telling the world, Blaze your dead homie, clearly we do.
We went through this the first time, and we decided it was A, either you're smoking the ashes of your dead friend, or B, you're getting the corpse of your dead friend high.
No, it's just getting high for your dead, you know. It's like pouring out liquor, except you smoke
crack. I thought it was like a Viking funeral type thing.
No, you crack open a light bulb, you get you a teener of dope, and you blaze your dead homie.
All right.
Yeah, this
I'm just
really
kidding. It's probably about weed. They smoke a lot of weed.
This has been a really learning experience. We really didn't know.
I'm glad I can. I'll be that conduit to the Juggalo world for you.
We thought it was a dude, a one rapper, and that's what we were confused.
No,
if he was
duo.
Blaze, or if it was Blaze, you dead, homie.
No.
That's what we thought it might be.
That makes it way darker.
That's why we thought there might be a comma.
No, it's if you
like after dead, it's like Blaze, you dead, homie.
I almost feel like after this podcast, you guys should go listen to the song "Escape Artist" by Blaze, you dead, homie. Very good song, gripping narrative.
How many of the members of Blaze, you dead, homie are named Chad?
None of them. There's two. There's a black guy.
What?
Yeah, Juggalo style.
Wow.
Damn.
His name's like J-Rock or something weird.
All right, so I wanted to get to this story, the Paranormal Activity thing.
Yeah.
That's a movie, right?
Yeah, it is. All right, so supposedly this is a real story. I'll just read the story, and you can decide. You can take from it what you will. A cinema full of children waiting to see Madagascar 3 were shown supernatural horror film Paranormal Activity 4 by mistake. Shocked families at Nottingham Cineworld had to rush their children out of the auditorium as they realized that the wrong film had been played. But not before a scene at the start of the film featuring a bloodied female, a corpse being thrown at the camera, upset children as young as 5, among around 25 children watching. And now, here's where it starts to sound a little fishy to me, the whole story. Natasha Lewis of Bulwell in Nottingham, who took her 8-year-old son Dylan to the screening, said, "They started playing the movie, and at first I thought, this doesn't look right. And then I recognized the opening sequence as a flashback to the first movie, which I saw a couple years ago. It opens on the most terrifying scene in the film, where a body shoots full pelt towards the camera. It's enough to make grown men jump, so you can imagine the terror in these young faces. I've watched a few horror films in my time, but the Paranormal Activity films are the scariest since The Exorcist. It was only about 2 minutes worth of film, but it was enough to scar them for life.
Oh, shut up.
There were parents and kids in there, including some children who are younger than Dylan.
All right, snap judgment. Would you rather have to watch Paranormal Activity 4, Madagascar 3, or make a smoothie out of your nuts and then drink it?
Madagascar 3.
Oh, Madagascar 3
That's
looks
just
like
a good movie.
Yeah, that just looks like good family fun.
It's just about wigs. They just put wigs on the animals. It's the same.
It's pandering, but who doesn't like wigs?
Yeah, I like wigs. I think these people are pussies. I feel like everybody's becoming way too, like, come on, man. What the fuck?
Well, I don't believe this. This is a marketing story. There's no way someone is, like, come on.
Nobody's scarred for life from, if you're scarred from life from a movie, you're a fucking asshole.
Like, I just like
never. I just don't think she's real.
Story was pretty fucked.
I don't think she's real. There's no way that she's like, we were so scared. It's the scariest movie since The Exorcist. It was so.
Ask for our money back. We were so frightened.
So we didn't even notice when the title of the movie played at the beginning and the rating came on the screen like it does.
This is sinister. Did they do that?
They had to.
This whole article's written by a Google search algorithm.
Yeah, there's no way.
I just like picturing families there, the ones that had no idea what Madagascar 3 was. But it was like, wow, this is kind of a fucked up family.
Also, it's Paranormal Activity.
Bold choice, Jada Pinkett Smith.
How is that scary to a kid? It's like all black and white footage that just says, like, they died in text on it. Like, there's no way a fucking 5-year-old is scared by that.
Your 5-year-old kid can't read.
He can't read. He's going to be bored.
5-year-olds still talk like Cookie Monster. Give me some goobers. You don't fucking know what's going on.
I'm just static when they died later for an hour and a half.
Yeah, my kid was
for
so
an
scared.
Hour and a half. Oh, my God. It's so realistic. People die all the time.
The difference between squares and triangles. What? Who cares?
Triangles are horrifying.
They're not even old enough to tell grown-ups that you touched them at that age.
So true.
That was so scary.
Well,
scarred for life.
Let's get Evan from Doc Films on.
Oh, we could call him now?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
All right. Should I call him?
Yeah, you should call him.
Did you text him or something?
Yeah.
Does he know we're calling?
Yeah.
Hope he doesn't sound stupid.
You could tell him if he sounds stupid.
What if he has like a really stupid voice?
That bow tie looks stupid. Is this guy from Chicago?
Yeah.
Hello?
Ooh, nah, he's a winner.
Hello?
Fraudcast crew?
That's us.
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, we were worried that you were going to sound all stupid, but you sound pretty cool.
Right, because I'm a 17-year-old.
Wait, are you really?
No, I'm not 17.
We didn't know how to answer that one.
Brett was really turned on for just a second. We wanted to have you on for those of you who don't know. Evan is really the reason that we're going to come out to Chicago. So, Evan, thanks for that, first of all.
No problem. It's pure nepotism on my part, sort of. I'm in a position of relative power, so I just kind of do the things that I like.
Just not enough power to get budget approved.
Right. Well, yeah, not enough power for that.
Bro, we approved our own budget.
Yeah,
what have you noticed?
We kind of came out on top on that. We sort of fucked ourselves.
I had a feeling about that, but I just want to get you on. I don't know if you want to talk just a little bit about Doc Films, or you know, we can just shoot the shit for a little bit. But I just wanted to bring you on and thank you for. Without you, we're not coming to Chicago.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to be on. No, Doc Films is. Really only relevant to people, I guess, who are in Chicago, unless you feel like throwing a bunch of money towards a donation or something. But we're the oldest student-run film society in the world since, like, 1932. And it's just a bunch
older
of students.
Older than the Bull Moose Moving Picture Appreciation Society of the 1934 World's Fair?
I like how you never get that wrong.
Yeah, the World's Fair in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you guys had the Columbian Exposition of 1892. Hot damn. Can we tour the White City while we're there?
You mean the North
Side?
We're not
quite done making the South Side white enough yet.
Okay.
About in 15 to 20 years, it'll be the best tour of a White City ever.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I was in Chicago this summer.
That's David Bory, by the way.
How come nobody in the North Side even references the South Side in passing?
Because it's scary to them.
I was there on the L train.
Which line?
I don't remember, man. I took it from Wrigleyville. And then I just went all over the place. Not as scary as... I don't know, man.
A lot of people on the north side make the south side seem worse. But then again, the university is kind of this rich white island in a sea of poverty that it tries to spread out or across. That's a very jaded opinion, though.
That's kind of what I am in this room right now.
Yeah.
A glorious black island.
In a sea of affluence.
In a pasty sea of sorrow.
You guys aren't pasty besides Vince.
I blog for a living.
You know. And you got, like, light-colored hair. That means you... Yeah. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, usually.
He hasn't seen the sun for so many years.
I remember what it was like on the outside.
I'd like to say Vince fought the good fight.
So, Evan, you did tell us as well, for those of you coming to the live broadcast, that the University of Chicago is well known for your unattractive females. Is that true?
Well, just unattractive people. I don't want to give females something they don't deserve. But, yeah, just ugly people, I guess. I don't know if it's the Midwest or if it's the cold or what it is. But, yeah, just really, really ugly people.
Uggo party?
The what?
The Uggo party. It's an Uggo party out there?
Oh, yeah. Although recently, like, the university switched to doing the Common App, which is a big deal for people who care. So you're starting to get more, like, athletic.
Like the rapper?
Looking people.
We're too old. We don't know what that means.
I don't know. The university markets itself as, like, catering to weirdness. And I think that marketing strategy is starting to lose steam. So now they're just accepting, I don't know, more regular students. I don't know what's behind it, but people are slowly getting more attractive.
I find that weather plays a huge role in attractiveness or even perceived attractiveness because San Francisco is pretty ugly for most of the year. And then there's those 3 weeks in October where just they either ship in a bunch of attractive people.
I think jean short time.
Yeah. And everyone tans up real quick.
They import them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Europe.
It was the same thing in the
very European city.
it's like Milan or something.
Just a bunch of ugly people telling you how European the place you live is. Just over and over again, except for those wonderful 3 weeks.
Yeah. It was the same in New York. It'd be like you'd not see an attractive person, and then there would be that first nice day of the year, and then you'd look around and you'd be like, what the hell? Yet. Where did all these attractive people come from? It's like the
Brooklyn.
They're like pill bugs or something.
No, they hibernate, right? Yeah. They just hibernate and then wake up, do their makeup, and then go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people give a shit about what they look like in the winter, or at least that's my experience. Just if you know you're going to go outside and get frostbitten and blown in the face all the time, you don't bother with anything.
Yeah, I always wonder how you date in the winter, where if you meet a girl and you're both wearing puffy jackets, and then you get home, you're like, what the hell is this? This is not what I was expecting at all.
On everybody.
A little Quatto in there.
You either get really lucky or really sad.
Do not tell me you had a Quatto.
You don't even have a reactor, you whore.
Yeah.
Not even saving Mars or anything. What the hell?
Dude, what's up?
In all fairness, I think I can say at this point that we snubbed you guys in terms of funding for Werner Herzog.
Official. You can say it now.
Well, it's not official that he's coming, but it's apparently not a big secret that we're trying to invite him, persuade him.
It's been leaked.
I don't mind playing second fiddle to Herzog. If you were trying to get Kevin James to like host a cheeseburger eating contest or something, I'd be kind of pissed.
Hold on, I was going to do that tonight,
but he canceled.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Wait, I'm very interested to find out what the courtship process is like for Werner Herzog. Do you just have to send him a cow in 3-inch slices day by day through the mail?
A lot of thick cheese.
You're a couple steps away. I thought of you, Brett, because an idea that me and a programmer had was we should mail him different skeletons for different bones.
Oh, he would love that.
We were going to mail him a lynx skull.
Ooh.
If you do that to Brett, you'd be friends for life.
I might marry you on the spot.
Just mail him different animal skulls and then like a death threat written in a dead language. he would get so bonered up for that.
Just like a Sanskrit. Yeah. Hieroglyphics.
Exactly.
Evan, you've at least watched him talk about the chickens, right? How they're the stupidest animals.
Oh, yeah, looking into their stupidity. It's true, though. Birds are like that.
It's true, but it's with his accent, it makes it.
Not parrots. Parrots are pretty smart.
Parrots can do math.
That's right.
Yeah. They are so stupid.
Birds are a step above fish, which are the dumbest things on the planet.
Fish are pretty dumb.
Like a fish is a bird that cannot fly. I digress.
How do you know we just don't understand them because they live in the sea?
Fuck them.
We just don't.
We're not. I saw a movie about that once.
Oh, wait. All right. So, slight digression, but important.
The enormity of their flat brain, the enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming. You have to do yourself a favor when you're out in the countryside and you see chicken. Try to look a chicken in the eye with great intensity. And the intensity of stupidity that is looking back at you is just amazing. By the way, it's very easy to hypnotize a chicken. They're very prone to hypnosis. And in one or two films, I've actually shown that.
All right, so Evan. Real quick. If you get him, can you please get him to hypnotize a whole group of chickens?
I hope so. I have enough experience with chickens, so I figure I could get them to work together. He's probably my favorite person in the world. I'm glad we're spending a bunch of money on him.
I would donate our entire Kickstarter fee if it was just Werner Herzog hypnotizing like 50 chickens.
No, fuck that. Have him hypnotize me.
To think you're a chicken.
Yeah.
Have him hypnotize a chicken to think it's Werner Herzog.
I just want him to smash my flat brain with a hammer.
I want him to hypnotize the other chickens to think that you're a chicken, that you're one of them. Like they'd start grooming you and stuff.
Like a feral child?
Yeah,
man,
exactly.
It's all kill or be killed in the chicken world. It's the pecking order, man. I'm not going to be the – I mean, I might be the top chicken. I might be the best chicken you've ever known.
America's next top chicken.
America's next top chicken? Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah.
I've seen a chicken. I've spent time with chickens. You, sir, are no chicken.
I've killed chickens.
I dated a girl who raised chickens.
Did you really?
Did you kill any of them?
Yeah, no. Her family just raised them for the hell of it. They didn't kill them or eat them or really care about them. They just had them outside.
They didn't even hypnotize them?
No, not even.
What the fuck?
They just had like a flower garden of chickens?
Yeah. Like they had like chicken wire is the appropriate thing. But they just had a box of chickens they had outside. And they would go see them about once a week.
I had a guitar teacher that was on a chicken farm. And fuck me, there is nothing stinkier than a group of, like, if you get more than 100 chickens together, it is the most god-awful stench.
Anything over
ever.
Five, really.
It puts a dairy to shame, like, not even close.
Oh, wait, so, fish, and maybe they're smart. I was thinking of making a porn game, right? And so I was doing research.
I like where you're going with this so far.
All right.
You're going to bring it back around.
I was doing research, right? turns out the Japanese are way out of the curve as far as interactive pornography. But it's all girlfriend-based and it's all anime shit with loops.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking up what the American version of that was, right, to see what the competition was like. And I found out there's a company that does only Disney porn. And that they have a movie called The Little Spermaid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I spent probably 3 hours just scrolling up so that the little sperm maid would be past the screen and then scrolling back down and laughing all over again.
Little sperm maid.
That's good. I like that.
I bet you it was starring Dairy Ariel. Oh, come on, a bunch of
Areola? Butt. You're not going to go with Areola?
No. I like butt stuff.
I like... Dairy Ariel. It's pretty good.
Where's Brendan for this? I feel like he'd be all over that.
He's in Hawaii.
Yeah, he's in Hawaii, like having fun and being on vacation.
Hypnotizing.
I was
fish.
Hoping to talk some serious poop with him for a good at least 2 minutes.
Well, you have to do it in person when we come out there.
All right, Evan, what can we expect besides Werner Herzog?
Are we going to get shot and then our fans will wear our skin?
By the tranny gang.
Yeah, as if they were us.
I don't know. I mean, are you wearing that mask to the recording?
I was going to, but I ran out of time, so I might just have to fucking wing it.
Show your face?
I don't know. I might wear like glasses and a hat.
It takes under a minute to find all of you on the internet.
Yeah, I know. I'm not so much worried about the fraudcast people finding out who I am. I'm more worried about potential employers finding out about the fraudcast. It's a one-way.
This is what it's like when you get older. Your friends masking. Do podcasts with you, and they have to like fucking shield their identities.
Are you? What are you in the real world? Are you like a congressman?
Yeah.
What
I mean, come on, because this what we're doing.
Do you work for Big Tobacco?
No, his real name's Mitt Romney.
I won't have to worry about it as soon as I spin up the porn game, guys.
Mm. Man,
fuck.
What would be your first one?
What do you mean?
What would be your first porn movie?
Oh, it's not. It's not like the fun pun related stuff, right?
Oh.
You click.
Oh, he's
and
past
it's just,
that.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll be with you if you're trying to orange. Do BBW for ladies.
I can do that.
Because there's, I don't think ladies watch BBW. I watch BBW.
Well, wouldn't it be BBM?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. But not banging dudes, just banging normal ladies. What, is that a genre? I could trailblaze.
I feel like it's got to be out there.
So like larger dudes fucking normal chicks.
Yeah, that's my life, bro. Anyways, that's just my life.
That's got to be out there.
I get it.
The hedgehog's a portly man these days.
Yeah, but I mean, does he still fuck on camera?
I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, he fucks on camera.
Big ass dudes banging debutantes.
Yeah.
Where's
that
website?
What would your website be called?
We could just put that right now. Big ass dude banging debutantes.
Any URLs available.
That sounds good. I don't know how you're going to get better.
Any URL available is, and I could do whatever.
Yeah.
Fats on Racks. Fatsonracks.com.
Dude, what's wrong with big ass dudes banging debutantes?
Banging
that sounds good.
Huge titted skinny girls. Fats on Racks.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, it sounds like it could also be my rap mixtape. We do that in conjunction with launching the website.
Oh, you mean like
we're
going to
change the game up.
Like Brian Pumper. That's what Brian Pumper did.
No, I don't know what that means.
What?
Brian Pumper, the guy who banged Lawrence Fishburne's daughter.
Oh, Montana Fishburne. Yeah. I saw that tape.
Yeah, Fatties, Rhymes, and Dimes.
Oh, really? She wasn't a fatty, though.
No, but he's...
She looked a lot like Morpheus, though. Like a bit.
She
a
was
bit
good.
Much.
She had some pimples on her butt. But other than that,
they all have pimples on their butt in real life, though. I feel like
she had to take the red Plan B pill.
What was the song called?
The song that he banged her to?
I don't know. He said something about making her monkey foo foo fart.
Well, that's not what he said. But Vince will take that to the grave.
That's what it sounded like.
You don't have a tab open for that?
No.
You don't have a Montana Fishburne tab?
For those of you who have never seen Vince's laptop, he has over 4 million tabs open.
He scrolls his tabs, which I didn't know was a thing you could do.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You're barely a human. You're like an animal.
Just sort of like a super
pawing at the internet.
Sorry, I can't find the rap.
Yeah.
That was so good.
It's okay. I bet you it wasn't.
Well,
I mean, so good.
Well, I don't mean good in like traditional.
Even bad good.
It's no Blaze Your Dead Homie. I'm gonna give it.
Yeah.
Up.
Listen, man, you guys are gonna listen to that song "Escape Artist" and fall in love. Don't be surprised if you have their discography downloaded by Saturday.
But yo, discography sounds too much like homework.
Sounds too much like cock. Am I right? We love the ladies over here. Homophobes are the funniest thing.
So, Evan, are we going to get some University of Chicago people out, or is it just going to be the film drunk fans?
No, I've been trying to get people excited about it. Mostly a couple frats are really interested.
Sounds about right. I'm not even kidding. That sounds
is
about right.
Our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Well, our typical audience is like a very esoteric crowd, very film snobby. So. If they're going to embrace the event, it'll be ironically through The Running Man.
Do you have any concerns that you do a little too good in your on-campus marketing and you get, say, 30 to 60 people who show up looking to actually watch The Running Man and then just storm out in a rage because these five jackasses won't shut up about the movie?
Oh, there could be at least a dozen of those people.
I'm excited for that. That's what I'm
looking
for.
We've done events before where the director will give a Q&A before, and they'll just heckle them, telling them, like, shut the fuck up. Let them watch the movie.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yes, that's what you guys can expect. Extreme hostility.
Yeah.
Cool. Shut up.
We were gonna do the thing like Guar, where we have like a giant paper mache fake boner that just squirts jizz on the audience.
You guys aren't rolling in with fake boners?
Oh, we are. No,
that's how I always go on the road.
And powdered wigs,
boners,
powdered wigs, and huge, just 20-foot fake boners.
We need a separate tour bus for all of our fake boners.
Yeah, and the cum. The shipping charges alone. Mm-hmm. The fake cum, what are you guys using, 2%?
Yeah.
No, we use Cetaphil.
Yeah. With a little bit of cornstarch, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, when I do fake cum on the road, I use silica from the preservative packets. I just shoot that through the boner.
You're not supposed to touch that.
That's what they say.
It keeps it fresh, though.
You know, you're going to listen to the man? You're going to let him mold you down?
You're going to let him choose your fake cum for you?
You're also not supposed to jaywalk. Live your own life.
Sounds like it's going to be a good event.
It is. Evan,
what's Laramie up to? Is he coming on later?
He's not coming on later tonight, but he will be at the live showing.
He'll
in Chicago.
In the flesh next
week.
He's
been growing his hair out. It's getting weird now.
Is he still on film.com? Because I want to see the front page of film.com just dedicated to the whole event.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's like I think he's on a freelance basis now. But
he don't own that anymore.
Yeah. Front page, just all of it.
Yeah,
I think he's a freelancer. He walks his dog. He grows his hair. I think he tweets a lot. And, he kills dogs when he needs to.
Yeah.
All right, Evan. Anything else we should know?
I don't think so. Other than my request for Laramie to just whore out that whole website for it. Also, I was going through and when I was doing the clips of the different broadcasts, I noticed you guys stopped doing where you say what you're drinking at the beginning of each show.
Oh, we could do that. I finished off my 32 of Beck's, and I moved on to or 22 of Beck's. I moved on to Anchor Steam. Brett?
Did the Pint of Stella and then the 24 of Pabst.
I watched the World Series. I had a nice Belgian ale, the ones with the cork in it. I don't even know what it's called. It's very tasty.
Chimay?
No.
Trappist?
Chimay is good.
Chimay is good. No, it was one I'd never heard of. And now I'm enjoying some Anchor Steam.
Roquefort?
And just so you know, Vince brought one beer, and now he's drinking one of mine.
Yeah.
That's how he
I've
parties.
Drank two of your beers, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you're a guest. It's okay. Vince comes every week.
Oh, can I have a third? I'm gonna milk it.
Yeah.
No.
I've been drinking all day.
Oh, last night I had, I've been down with the Bullet Rye for a while, and I like it a lot. But actually, I wasn't very familiar with ryes in general before I discovered the Bullet Rye. And I discovered that Knob Creek just started making a rye, and it is pretty delicious.
I don't like it. It's too harsh. I'm not a big Knob Creek guy, man.
I didn't like the bourbon.
I like
the rye.
I like Maker's Mark.
Maker's?
I drink Bushmills.
Yeah. See, I like Bushmills. I was never a bourbon as much.
Gittlefinch? I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a whiskey and beer guy.
Me too.
Also,
that's my jam.
Malted liquor I drink a lot of.
I was at a wedding a while.
Pretty much any type you've heard of.
I was at a wedding a few months back, and they had
malted liquor.
They had open bar, and they had Macallan 18 as on one of the open bars. And like, I wasn't even planning to get that shit faced, but I got blacked out probably like 25 minutes in because I was tossing back Macallan 18s. Like
sometimes
it was
you'd
going
sip
out
it,
of style.
Sometimes you take a shot. Sometimes you'd have it on the rocks.
Well, I would sip it, and I would just be like, yeah. I would sip it, and then I would like put my arm around someone and be like, "Oh my god, this is so good!" And then I would just
you do the drink, and then the manly laugh, and the teeth clench. Click.
Yeah, any wedding that Vince goes to, you do not want to have nice scotch.
Well, see, my problem is
really
I can usually
anything.
I usually
don't invite him.
I don't really try to drink to get drunk that much anymore, but I get in trouble when there's a alcohol that I like so much that I just drink it because it tastes really good. So if you got like nice scotch,
I would say
or
has to do with it being free.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of alizé.
It has more to do with it being free than anything.
Well, that too.
There's a lot of bars that have Macallan 18. You probably don't drink it every time.
It's what the fuck point. Is alizé? Is it just like wine with like fruit? Is it like wine cooler had sex with a sangria?
It's like Jerry Curl juice mixed with Pruno.
Okay. All right. That was going to be my next guess.
I don't know what it is. My mom really likes it. It's strong. It hits me. It's like...
It
hits me right in the good weird spot. Like, if I drink too much, like, light blue alizé, I'm going to either punch somebody or hit on some 19-year-olds.
Do you get a blue tongue from it?
Of course I get a blue tongue from it.
You're like a terrifying sexual gecko.
I am. You let me loose in a high school.
He drinks
gym.
Too much if he starts doing push-ups on a rock.
You're gonna fuck your 19-year-old.
Oh, I just start licking my eyeballs, actually. This is what happens. Start trying to hawk shitty insurance on the streets.
Oh, I gotta make a living somehow. By the way, those fucking Geico, the mandolin dude.
You get real angry.
Push
about
those guys
that.
Into traffic.
Is there a new guy that's not the lizard?
No, it's the one where they're like happier than a. Jesus Christ, what the
it's
fuck
is going
was
down,
that?
Dude. I got warrants. I can't be.
Someone here. Upstairs just dropped a body on the. What the hell? What the fuck was that?
It was a body.
Jesus Christ.
Go Giants.
Wow.
But for real, I'm on probation. Somebody can't have died upstairs.
You're not allowed to be within like 20 feet of a dead body?
No, that's the rule number one. Off probation.
David.
You can't even go to funerals.
David. You can still get wasted, but just don't be around dead bodies.
You can't. You're so. Why were you so close to that dead body?
Yeah, there are. They already know I'm doing what I'm not supposed to.
I just wanted to touch it.
I don't want to touch anything.
You know, they go. They're the ones that are like happier than a witch. Or how happy does car insurance make you? Happier than a witch at a broomstick factory? And then he plays like a gay little song on the mandolin.
And then Vince pushes
him into
traffic.
Stupid.
It's
why
terrible.
Does everybody like lame shit now?
I don't know.
Why is lame being lame and awkward so cool? Like. He's like, oh, I'm so awkward. Yeah. You're not a fucking well-adapted person. I'm great at talking to people.
Yeah,
fucking incredible at it.
Quit bragging about being poorly adapted.
Quit bragging about being a shitty person.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, you want to watch... Why would you want to watch an awkward person on television? I want to watch badass people.
I agree.
I don't understand why... I don't... It doesn't make any sense.
I remember when Ferris Bueller was cool because everybody liked him.
And
he was awesome.
Badass! Yeah. That is cool as shit. Like, you don't look me in the eyes and that's cool? Fucking talk to me like I'm a person. I'm sorry. That came from my heart.
Me and Brett have been shouting about this for a while now.
It's getting ridiculous.
The Galaxy iPhone ad drives
actually
me
have
insane.
That one too, because it has moves like Jagger in it.
No, it's just like stupid.
No, the
stuff,
one with with the Samsung pad has moves like Jagger in the commercial. That's the other one that makes me want to blow my brains out.
Well, anything Maroon 5 related, we've learned.
Yeah,
really
my little brother knows a song. I just assume it's shitty because he's like 7. So he knows the words to that song. It's just, it's probably a bad song.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Because he's a child. Does not have good taste in music.
Well, anything that involves Adam Levine is going to be
devil's
spawn.
Is that the Maroon 5 guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that guy sucks. Girls like it, though.
Hey, girls are like 7-year-olds. They like everything.
I'm not backing that up, any ladies listening. To all three ladies who listen to the Frotcast.
Come on.
How often do you guys get emails from women?
Quite
probably
a bit.
Once a week. We do, yeah.
Really? How many?
Surprise.
Wait, how often do you get emails from men, I guess, to put it in perspective?
We get a good
probably
amount.
Probably a dozen a week.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably a 12th of the audience is female.
Okay. A 12th? Okay.
12th.
All right. Because last time I did this show, I'm only doing this because of the Twitter followers. You guys blew me up last time. I got like 50 followers off of this.
Booyah.
Fucking insane. I had to start tweeting for real and not just about what I eat.
Evan, do you want anyone to – do you have a Twitter handle or anything you want people to find you at?
Oh, fuck no. It's just meaningless shit. No one – I don't have anything of value on Twitter.
Well, no one does. That's what – Evan, no one does.
No. All right. I'm at Much Evan, so I'm going to just wait for the followers to blow me up.
Boom. You'll get at least – you'll get like a 10-person Frotcast bump.
I find that after every Frotcast post, I get 4 and then lose 3 over the week where they're like, this isn't funny at all.
Yeah, I think I lost some of mine that I got from you guys.
Yeah, I don't know who the –
fucking Fairweather followers.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you don't like Bone Thugs and Harmony, don't fucking follow my Twitter feed.
Because it's all Bone lyrics.
It's a lot of Bone. It's a lot of Bone references. It's a lot of Bone shoutouts. It's a lot of unreplied tweets at Bone. Like, you gotta deal with that. That's my world.
It's just me, man.
That's just me. I love Bone.
All right, Evan. Keep it real. We will see you soon.
Did you say keep it real for
I did.
Real?
Oh, I did.
Not even ironically?
Did you? Well, sort of.
I think he meant
keep it. I feel like you
said really
it. I
don't know anymore,
you
to be
said
honest.
It like it was for real.
Yeah.
No, I think he meant keep on trucking.
Yeah.
I do
it's
both.
It's the same.
That's your first step into not giving a fuck old maleness, right?
What?
was when you start saying things and you forgot whether they were ironic or not. And then you start mispronouncing words on purpose.
You're not old until you're 40,
then you start
40,
wearing
right?
stuff.
In this society, right? Isn't that how
Yeah, until I turn 40 and then it'll be
Well, like
50.
40's like the benchmark that 30 used to be now, right? Isn't that true? Like,
I keep moving it up as I age.
I feel like that's true, though. You can be a degenerate until you're like... These days, you can be a 35-year-old degenerate. Nobody's like... You know what I mean? 40.
Yeah.
Because we're all living longer and stuff like that.
Living larger. Anyway, Evan, I don't know what to... I'm bad at hanging up the phone.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Is that what it's like talking on the phone to you?
Let me just start yelling. I got a few theories about the Aurora conspiracy I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I'm from Aurora.
Well, then you know all about it.
It sucks. I'm sorry. It does.
It's kind of place that'll make you want to shoot up a theater.
I'm not going to subscribe to that.
Yeah, it was dark.
Sorry, I didn't know what to...
Did you just hang up on
him? We said we were going to hang up.
He waited that entire interview until he said, I have some things to yell about. And then you fucking X'd him out.
He was so joking.
Was he joking?
Yeah, he was joking.
He was joking, but that was a perfect Vince thing to do.
You're
right there.
So bad at humans. How do you live day to day? How do you get a sandwich?
I never learned to love.
Do you just show up at Subway and start crying until they give you a meatball?
How to make love.
How do you do it?
How do they make love?
Did you guys check out Tiffany 6 today?
Whoa, who is that?
Is that
Tiffany 6?
It is. Her name's Stacey Hallis.
She
was teaching 7th and 8th grade science in Oxnard.
Wait, read what it says here. Back in April, Stacey Hallis...
Well, I wrote that, so it's not going to be that.
A shaved blonde with big naturals... You wrote that?
I did, yeah.
That's in the first sentence. Big naturals.
That's how I roll.
That's one of the best things you've ever written.
I was proud of that.
This story has nothing to do with her either. It's
you
about...
say nothing about her life or anything. Just that she is a shaved blonde with big naturals.
Who taught 7th and 8th grade science
but that
in
is,
Oxnard.
That is not as important as the fact that she has big naturals.
Well,
clearly.
So they fired her...
They fired her in her big naturals
when they found out that she used to do porn. And my favorite part is the story about how they found out. Hallis was placed on leave last month after students said they had seen her in an X-rated clip online. At first, administrators weren't able to confirm it was Hallis because the skin flick was blocked by porn filters on the school's computers.
Why'd you look that up at school? Rule number
How
one.
How else do we do this?
Did
I
you not
know.
Go to junior high?
I love picturing them sitting around like, oh, how do we get to... Does anyone know how to get to this site?
Goddamn filter! And then the PE teacher
They're
has
just double-clicking on the trash over and over
again. Wait.
I bet that's where they keep the porn.
Maybe you didn't type HTTP.
That's why you didn't put www.
You got the wrong direction slashes.
I'm telling you, the girls, the softball coach had it bookmarked on her iPhone. She was just like, oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah. Well, that's the next sentence. A group of teachers later found the video using a cell phone and noted a striking similarity.
Up on the PC.
Can I drink this? I'm going in.
Do it.
Frotcast.
Yeah.
What does frotcast mean, by the way?
Frotcast where you old-timey touch penises.
Well, there's
See,
two...
I thought it was like F-R-A-U-G-H-T.
No, not yeah, like fraught with danger.
No, that's the old English spelling.
That was like really funny.
They actually spelled fraught like old-timey touch penises with an A-U-G-H-T?
Yeah, like in the Guinness.
Because I always picture
the frauding. Ads.
I always picture frauding with danger.
I was talking about like fraught with peril. Like,
yeah. Fraught with danger is when you touch penises with a man with a deer head. And he's bleeding out of his
Well, there's two. There's two types of fraught.
What about if I put my dick on a bottle of Jaeger? Is that fraught?
Kinda.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Kinda.
All right. Well, there's like a frauder is someone who it can be someone who rubs up against people for sexual gratification.
Oh yeah.
Or
that's
it's
what
a,
I am.
Or it's a gay sex act where you touch penises with another dude.
And not
I don't
not
do
side
the
to side.
One, but I totally do the first one. How do you guys get off?
Tip to tip.
You're rubbing your body against a lady, and then
You give them the old Subway crotch. Yeah,
I need to half drown myself.
If you're gonna walk past a lady in a crowd, there's only two options: butts or nuts.
That's right.
Accordingly, you know what I mean?
What's your preferred? What do you usually get? Which one do you usually do?
Nuts on the shoulder.
You, all the way up on the shoulder.
Well, I mean, I'm not very tall, so no.
They have to be sitting down.
Nuts in the small of your back.
Don't they have to be really short then?
I walk through a lot of weird crowds.
A lot of I attend a lot of midget
because he's walking down Larkin a lot.
Oh yeah, dude, she's got ass and she's tough.
Like a fine jerky.
To her. I've seen her like across from. I've seen her, but she's definitely like. Walking.
I mean, it is beat up. It is tough.
It is tough.
It is leathery.
Have you ever punched a peach and then left it under your sink?
Turns out I have not. I know I'm supposed to yes and that, but I haven't.
Then you have no idea what the midget prostitute game is all about.
But it's all about punching the peach.
I can't believe I just said that. That's so... I have a mom who raised me. She's so sad somewhere right now.
He's drunk on Alice. He's feeling ashamed.
The blue one, though. The
peach,
blue one.
Peach Alice, no, ironically.
One. I love you, Mom. I'm
sorry. Punch. The new one is called Punched Peach. That's the new
app. Seriously, though, I've never seen that prostitute's vagina.
A couple people...
It was dark, that's why, right?
No, I've just never had sex with a prostitute. I'm not into it. It freaks me out. And strippers don't give me boners, so it's all...
Yeah, I've said this before, but... see, the problem with paying... Like, I'm not above paying for sex, don't get me wrong. But
that's the best way to start out any sentence.
Other than she's a shaved blonde with big naturals.
Yeah, other than she's a shaved blonde with big naturals.
But here's the thing.
To be fair, that's how he starts every sentence.
God, you were like a double Hemingway.
I imagine you would start that with like girls you just saw on the street. Like, oh yeah, I went to Starbucks and there was totally this brunette with pierced tits and shit and like shaved pussy.
Well, that's just like if I was in a debate, like a presidential debate, if they asked me about Libya, I'd be like, well, first of all, I don't have any problem paying for sex.
But
that said,
unlike the incumbent, I have no I ain't too proud to beg.
My point is, I don't have any problem with paying for sex or with the concept of paying for sex, but the problem with prostitutes and strippers is I feel like at least half the fun of sex is the part where you can trick a girl into letting you have sex with her.
Is this a road you want to keep going down?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I've said
this
worse.
This is real dark.
It's not that dark.
It's super rapey.
Not that dark.
It's pretty rapey, though.
It's not rapey at all.
You just said the best part is when you can trick a girl into having sex with you.
I don't mean, like, wait till she's passed out. I mean, you use your charm
you
and stuff.
You use the medicine that you got from your quote-unquote doctor.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, like...
You have to go up there and put it in her drink.
It's like the ego boost that you get from you know, not... From convincing them to have sex with you, even though you know that that's a terrible idea, but somehow you sail. It's like making a big sale, you know.
I almost feel bad
at a software company.
Oh, you're gonna have sex for me?
Exactly.
Big mistake.
What are you laughing about?
And if you just give them money instead, it's sort of like, well, so that wasn't that much fun. I mean, if they're just taking money to have sex with you,
I think you give them money to do the weird stuff that.
Well, yeah, sure. Sure.
If I'm going to pay for sex, I'm not going to have sex with missionary. There's going to be like,
true,
be a lot of different kinds of candies.
Ooh, confetti,
confection, confetti.
Oh,
what
shit.
Do you think? Do you think like a short iron
just
is better,
Smarties,
or
just
like
throwing Smarties at your dick?
Yeah, there's going to be Roman candles.
Do you think like
Roman candles, ground flowers?
Oh yeah, ground blooms for sure.
Piccolo Pete.
How about the little
worm? The worm.
I'm gonna be
dressed. Little snakes.
Yeah, the little fire worm.
I'm gonna be dressed like an abolitionist, and she's gonna be dressed like Cruella De Vil.
Okay. You're mixing fantasies. I like that.
Yeah, that's because I'm paying for it. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, you just.
This is my world now.
It's like a postmodern sort of role playing.
All right. I need a woman with a Cruella De Vil outfit now. Get her over here.
I got the Thurgood Marshall haircut.
Keep that in the backseat.
I'll be your Supreme Court justice.
I mean, that's a way you party.
What about the nice lady? Was that the end of the story?
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I'll bring the brown. You bring the Board of Education. You know what I'm saying?
Let me row out into your way, girl. This is all not good things.
So I was going to say, a few people sent us this article about the Fantasy Slut League. I don't know if you guys...
That was on forum this morning on the local talk radio, and there was some indignant moral outrage.
Yeah, it's
Fantasy Slut League?
It's not too far away. It's in Piedmont.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What has apparently been an open secret at Piedmont High School for several years? The existence of a fantasy slut league where males...
They all say it like that, too. They have to change the fantasy slut league.
Like butt-chugging? You have to say it?
Yeah, you can't actually say it earnestly.
Oh, if we could find a press conference about this, that would be divine.
Oh.
Where male varsity athletes amass points for sexual activity with female students became public Friday when the school district issued a notice to parents of PHS students.
Your daughter's in the slut league. First round.
I got good news and bad news. Your daughter's in the fantasy slut league, but she's number one in rushing yards.
She's one of the top 10 players.
It'd be like blowjobs. It'd be like she's crushing everyone.
I don't want to gas you up, but Ohio State is sniffing around.
Wait.
she might get a scholarship.
So what's fucked up is that they describe the thing, and the dudes just get points for having sex. That's not fantasy. They're just in the NFL of sluts. They're the actual players.
I feel like this is
you need to bet on other people that you can't be.
The notice, in the form of a letter from PHS principal Rich Kitchens, said information about the league.
Wait. That's a real name?
Rich Come on, Kitchens. Let's focus on the important thing here. But the guy's name is Rich Kitchens.
Surfaced after the school's annual freshman assembly on date rape prevention.
Wait.
They've got the
annual assembly on date rape?
Yes.
Did you just say that?
Yes.
Where is the school? Piedmont? Piedmont, that's like Oakland for white people, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep. So I thought you wanted to talk about Rich Kitchens.
I do want him. What's his deal?
He serves a lot of crawfish etouffee.
He's got the island with the built-in sink.
Yeah. He definitely washes Rich all his vegetables.
Oh, man, he's got a Sub-Zero. He's got a Sub-Zero that looks like the rest of the cabinets in there.
He's got two vegetable crispers.
He has never used his second espresso machine.
He's got a Sub-Zero where you open it, and there's just another door, and then there's a Sub-Zero inside of that.
It's such a cold freezer.
He's got a separate Sub-Zero for vegetables inside.
It's like a mini... Even his mini fridge is a Sub-Zero.
See, that's why we're the winners, because we turn down the easy jokes in the fantasy slightly.
That's right.
Pick on someone whose name is Rich Kitchens.
Yeah.
Quote, it has been reported that students on some of our varsity teams have set up a, quote, fantasy slut league in which our female students, unbeknownst to most of them, are drafted as part of the league, Kitchens' letter said. Male students earn points for documented engagement in sexual activities with female students. What does documented mean?
Wait,
like they have to have a notary there?
I think you have to film it.
So hold on. If they draft them, fair. And like this is my team and I need to go after them, diabolical, but pretty cool.
I like the idea
How early does the draft start? Do they go to like eighth grade girls and say like,
oh, they have scouts.
I'll get you a watch if when you get to high school you fuck me.
I like the idea that they just pick girls and it doesn't matter who they have sex with. It's just like she's just a bigger slut than the other ones, so they get more.
If they wanted to be true to the spirit, they just have to pick girls, assemble a team, and then whether or not those girls have sex, rack up points completely independent of having sex.
And you can actually affect it's even better than fantasy football because you can sort of have some control over it, like if you have sex.
I'm intrigued by the rules of this game.
Than fantasy football.
Oh, so much better.
Fantasy football is pretty great.
Yeah.
Now this sounds way more fun.
So anyway, everyone was super outraged that the teachers weren't doing stuff. And the teachers sound like they handled this in the appropriate fashion.
What can they do?
They were like, hey, we found out this is going on. They immediately sent shit to the parents. And they were like, hey, we found this is going on. You might or might not be involved. We've, told the people doing it to fuck off.
You could just let me read that, or you could just recite it all.
Like a really,
you could recite it all from memory.
Really long time.
You didn't even highlight the guy's name was Rich Kitchens.
Just sorry.
Breezed right over that.
Kitchens wrote that
journalist.
An investigation
hold
by
on,
PHS
hold on,
staff
hold
revealed.
On, stop.
His name is Rich Kitchens. Give him the honor of saying his name.
Call him Richie K. from way downtown.
general recognition that over the past 5 to 6 years, a league has existed in one form or another as a part of bonding for some varsity teens during their seasons of sport.
So it's been passed on.
Bullet point two. Many students, male and female, were aware of it and participated. Male and female students felt pressure to participate and or lacked confidence to overtly stop it. Bullet point three. Participation often involved pressure manipulation by older students that included alcohol to impair judgment and social demands to be popular, feel included, and attractive to upperclassmen.
That's just high school sex, though.
That's just adult sex.
Yeah,
that's pretty much history of sex.
David,
forever.
David, that's all sex.
That's all sex.
That's all.
You give them the juice so you can get them
loose.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Ebony and Ivory right there.
Don't pull out the noose. Because then you'll go upstate and get it in the caboose.
You know, that's is there more?
No. It always ends with getting it in the caboose.
That's every time. Every
doesn't
time.
Matter how it starts. That's where it ends. In the caboose.
I mean, like, yeah. It all.
It's a train metaphor.
Our acting teacher, Kim Taylor, who developed the date rape prevention assembly, is collecting personal stories.
Wait. I feel so terrible about laughing at
students. Is collecting personal stories from a variety of student and adult sources to develop a similar type assembly that addresses this issue and other related personal integrity issues.
What? They had sources knew about the fantasy slut. Like, is there some creepy guy who's like, I'm a booster for the football
team? They probably have a website where he keeps track of all of them and an iPhone app.
Oh, God damn. Oh, God. So I have a question. Are they going to make this Fantasy Slut League play available to the public? Because I might want to attend.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see stats.
Fantasy football.
They need to put up some profiles. They should honestly make this an
stats.
iPhone app. I would get in on that.
They
like $2.99, I'm all over that.
They need if they could get a system of stats. I think this thing's got legs.
Yeah, like measurements, daddy issues.
Like shots in the eye per game and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you need, like, a set of stats, like...
All right, so...
Bareback blowjob stats after keggers.
Would this be acceptable if the league...
I'm talking about women above the age of 18.
If the league were co-ed, would this be acceptable, right?
I think...
Yeah, they were, for sure.
So is this...
It sounded like it was co-ed.
No. The dudes only get points. The dudes are playing the game. The girls are just participants. The girls knew that they were participants in some – like some girl wrote in to the school newspaper saying like, I knew what I was doing. I'm not a victim. Like, fuck off, outside interests. Which is brave, right? But the dudes were
– really? She sounds awesome.
The dudes were the only participants. But if you had like – co-ed point distribution, does this suddenly just become, oh my God, kids are getting drunk and having sex? Is this
Why
like
is that surprising though? It's always I saw Porky's.
I know. I'm pretty sure like everybody
like this is like it's like a thing that's like written down and more organized, but this is just what it is in high school. Like when I went to high school, it was the same thing. Oh yeah, that girl blew you. She told me blew me. You're gonna blow that guy. It was like
yeah.
It's just what it you know. It's just what
you get excited.
Kids do yeah. High school kids fuck each other a lot. That's why else was high school cool?
Well, not for me, but
I mean, not for me as much as I'd like. But I knew a lot of dudes who fucked a lot of chicks, and I touched a lot of boobs and butts.
Natural ones?
Big naturals.
I totally fucked that up.
Shaved
blonde, big naturals.
I'm proud of that description.
I feel like that's your Facebook for yourself as well. Vince Mancini.
Shaved blonde with
big naturals. Lives in San Francisco.
That should be. I like that.
That should be at least your OkCupid.
Oh, for sure.
Shaved blonde, big naturals.
We did get a couple of emails, too.
I think. Yeah, there was someone that asked our favorite movies or some stupid question like that. Well, I honestly, like, people ask me that because, you know, I write about movies for a living. I have a few sort of favorites. For the most part, though, I kind of don't – it's kind of one of those things where I see a movie, I get reminded of a movie, like, on HBO or something, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's an awesome movie. But I don't really, like, walk around with, like, a Rolodex of my top 10 or anything.
I also feel like it's changed even since
– It'll change based on if I'm reminded of one. You
well,
know?
I just mean more the movie watching has changed even since I was younger where – You would watch a movie a lot. Like, hey, what are we doing? Let's just watch this movie. And now there's a trillion TV channels, and I check my phone like a crack addict for no reason. And, you know, we have...
Well, also, I think that there's a difference between a movie that I don't think a movie that you watch a million times is necessarily makes it like the best movie. Like
that's
I mean it helps. Point, it's a good it makes it
does it though? I've seen Pretty Woman like 5 times and I don't like that movie at all.
Fair.
At all. How many movies you watch with how many things times you seen 10 Things I Hate About You?
You know what? To be honest, I've never seen that all the way through.
I've seen it a bunch.
It's on a lot.
But I've seen some bad. I've seen The Replacements a gazillion times because it was on HBO for like 6 years.
Is Keanu Reeves? Is that the one where he's in prison?
Yeah. Keanu Reeves.
The prison football one?
Yep.
Shane Falcone or something?
Shane Falco, yeah.
Shane Falco.
Oh, no, it's the Adam Sandler one with the Burt Reynolds.
Well, that's the remake of The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
That was not a good movie.
No.
Chick Sticks. What was it?
Chick Stick Cock.
Chick Stick Scars. No. Let's go. I forget what the hell he says in the huddle. Anyway,
well, there
but like certain things, like Anchorman. I don't think Anchorman is a great Step Brothers and Anchorman. I don't think are like great movies if you watch it once all the way through. But like in 20-minute chunks, it's fucking amazing. You can watch it over and over and over.
I don't
again.
Know. I've seen all those movies and I laugh pretty much every time I see both of those movies.
Oh, for sure. But I just like. If you're sitting through the entire from start to finish, it's not like a great movie.
Oh yeah, I can't watch Step Brothers. It's like 2 hours.
Yeah,
the movie's so fucking long.
But like in 20-minute chunks, it's fucking brilliant.
The time when they're getting interviewed slays me every single time.
Yeah,
or they're doing the job interviews. There's a lot of classics.
You're sounding so stupid right now.
Well, no, that's just in when Will Ferrell sings in that.
Well, no, it's a great movie, but the whole
Boats and Hoes.
But there's like the 10-minute segment where they're going through interviews, and what Vince says, like, just shut your mouth, just shut your mouth,
shut your mouth.
You're just coming off really stupid right now.
And then like, there's certain movies that I think are a bit cheesy, but I will like if Braveheart's on, I'll watch it every damn time. Braveheart
gets
pretty cheesy, but goddamn, it's like the best kind of cheese there is.
I really like Black Hawk Down.
I've never seen that.
A lot. I do. Yeah. I watch it every time it's on TV.
Really?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Oh, the fucking...
It's not a great movie, but...
Yeah.
It's... Oh, I like it a lot.
It's, like, exciting, though. It's like...
I don't know.
You watch that movie and you're like... the whole
There's
time.
Very little depth to it, but it is very
but
tense
it
on
is
the surface.
It is. Yeah.
It's got a lot of surface tension.
Surface tension is good.
But I don't think... I don't know if any movie gives me as much joy as, like, the... All the boot camp stuff in Full Metal Jacket, like I could just, yeah. I could
Kubrick,
just,
Kubrick,
I could
stuff
just watch that like
awesome.
Over and over and over for like a million
himself,
years.
That scene is like so good.
I just the like Arlie Ermey insulting the hell out of everybody is just so good.
Yeah, I mean, Shining's good, Space Odyssey. Kubrick's hard to fuck with, man. Boogie Nights had been on for a while on HBO.
Boogie Nights, yeah,
I
get boogied out.
Well, but the part where I always like the part where they're really drug addicted, and then they go to the. I don't know the actor's name.
Oh, when he's playing fucking Sister Christian or whatever.
Yeah, and then Jesse's girl.
Yeah. That's a great scene.
It really is good, and they're
that's
just lighting firecrackers off, and they're like, they're fiending for the drugs, and they're like, dude, it'll just be easy. We'll just give him baking powder and then steal the rest of it. No big whoop.
Yeah.
And
that's a good scene.
Yeah, really good.
I watch Michael Clayton every time it's on, too. I like Michael Clayton
I've
a
never
lot.
Seen that
I've
one.
Never watched
that's one of those movies that I watched once, I thought it was good, and I haven't seen. Like, there's some movies that I watch once, and I'm like, man, that was really super good, and then I sort of forget about them and don't see them again.
Like Munich?
Yeah. I don't think I thought it was, I didn't think it was, like, super good. I thought it was pretty good, but
like
I've definitely
Babel.
Never watched it again.
I watched Babel once and was like, this is a good movie, but
yeah.
I'm never going
to
watch it again.
I don't like that guy. I feel like that guy's just trying to make me, like, he's trying really fucking hard to make me sad. Like, he's good at it, but fuck.
So that's the point.
Yeah, I know.
That's the whole point.
So congrats, you made me really sad. Good job.
Am I allowed to go pee during this?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to.
Normally, we just pee our pants.
I was going to go in this bottle, but you got the Slim next.
The art comes first.
If you just don't tell people, they won't notice. They'll just think they just think you dropped out of the conversation for a minute or two.
I'm peeing pretty much every episode, the whole episode.
Have you seen There Will Be Blood since we saw it the first time?
I've actually only seen that once. I keep talking about it and how badly I want to see it again. And I still haven't.
It's definitely like I definitely consider it like an AA plus movie.
Yeah,
and I don't think I've seen it again.
It's in the top 10 for me. And it's like a flight to Australia, where you can only do that probably once every 6 months at the most. People who do a week.
I've abandoned my child.
You do it. I
was like,
I am much, much better at that than you are.
All right, go.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
I'm a family man. This is my.
God.
You hate every. You hate all of them, so it's okay.
Shh. I'm this is like the one that I'm good at.
All right, then
you're,
do it.
You're hurting me.
And you failed.
No.
Then you, proceed.
You either pick up the ball and run with it, or you let somebody else get in there.
This is my. I'm a family man. This is my.
Oh God!
I've abandoned my child. This is my son TK. What's his name? What's his son's name? EW.
Yeah.
I'm a family man. This is my son EW. We're here for your oil.
I've abandoned my child.
Right, that's pretty good.
Took a while to get it out.
It hurt me when you did it. It hurt me, and there's only so much I can take.
I mean, that took.
What's the best movie that you that you haven't seen? That's probably one of the best movies that I haven't seen more than once necessarily.
That's definitely that's up there.
Which
for
is
sure.
Fucked up because I've watched a lot of No Country since it's been out. I've probably seen that 4 or 5 times. Equally, I mean, they're both.
I always liked There Will Be Blood better, but
I feel like I did too. But the length made it harder to watch over and over again. You know what I like about No Country is it's obsessed with the details of getting things done. It's a proceduralist's movie, right? It's all about, he has to actually buy the fucking tent poles and then saw off the butt of the shotgun and then figure out where to tuck the thing. He needs to think about where he's going to throw the bag over. He gets shot in what's his face?
Yeah, I feel like if you're good enough at the details, the plot honestly matters less.
Well, it's essentially hide the bag, get found out, run away, hide the bag again, get found out, die. That's the whole plot.
Yeah, I just wish they would have flipped those last two scenes so it didn't end on him talking about his stupid
dream. But it's not a good movie without a complaint about the ending that's easily remedied, like Fight Club, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Fight Club's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And
But that's just a general problem with Palahniuk's books, is the books almost all of them have shitty endings.
Yeah, he's got the R.L. Stein style twist ending. It's like, oh, he's a ghost the whole time.
No, but his endings are always always like some cool subculture that you're really into, and then at the end, it's like he forces it into becoming some global phenomenon, and you're like, that's fucking stupid. That's not what it was about at all.
Yeah, the one with the art where she burns down the thing, and everyone was so captivated by it.
I don't like his books. I find his narrative far too harsh for me.
I liked Lullaby. That was the only one I actually really enjoyed.
I guess, and choke and stuff, I don't know.
You read two or three, and you're like, this guy's... Or you read two, and you're like, this guy's awesome. And then you read four, you're like, that was kind of the same exact thing. And then you read five or six, and you're like, okay, he's kind of got one thing that he does pretty well.
The only one I liked was that one with the Russian...
With the Russian spies, and they came over, and they infiltrated... Middle America.
Yeah, no. Did I not read that one?
Which one was that? Yeah,
that
man.
Is
that a new one?
It's like Operation Me or something weird like that. Look it up. It was pretty okay. For the rest of them, no. I didn't like Fight Club at all. Or I liked it. It was just you're right. It doesn't need to be as big as he tries to make it.
Yeah.
Not everything.
I think he nailed a certain aspect of being a dude in Fight Club, but then he sort of applies it to...
Global chaos.
Yeah.
There's always one or two sequences that are worth reading half of the book for. In Survivor, where the Amish guy is in the back seat of the car with the marketing guy, and he's handing him these cases of pills that are just filled with M&Ms. No, we patented every combination of half of a disease and half of a pleasant adjective. So I mean, if anyone comes up with a cure for cancer, we've got 13 names for it, but don't freak out, we're gonna make you a celebrity. That sequence was worth all the fucking super boring shit about how to cook a lobster.
Yeah. All right, here's my this might be blasphemy, but I kind of find that I enjoy reading nonfiction a lot more than fiction these days, and I've read some of Palahniuk's nonfiction, and with a lot of fiction writers, I kind of think that I would like it better if they had written more nonfiction instead of couching whatever idea that they were trying to get across in fiction.
What's his nonfiction like?
Okay, so he's got a fucking insane story. His dad's first memory was hiding under the bed while Chuck Palahniuk's grandpa stalked around the house with a shotgun, and he eventually killed his killed his grandma and himself with a shotgun while his dad was like hiding under the bed.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some crazy, like really fucked up stories.
He seems like he'd be a dark guy.
Yeah.
He did.
He's got a good sense of humor, though.
He did crack up that he made someone vomit in Italy while he was reading Guts.
Yeah, every time I've seen him on a talk show, he seems like a really fun dude to hang out with. I don't know. He seems like a good time kind of guy. Like wearing a Hawaiian shirt. You don't wear a Hawaiian shirt unless you like to party.
I don't.
Fact.
Or you're fed.
It's true.
Or you're fed.
It's true.
Hey, I'm just I'm just fitting in, guys. Let's just go buy some missiles, huh?
Yeah.
Who wants to high five
or drugs?
Yeah.
Who wants to go get some Quaaludes?
You guys like Al-Qaeda's?
Agent Tommy Bahama at your service.
What? No, I'm not a Fed.
I'm just wanna,
CIA at all.
We should make that.
What
a
are
thing.
You talking about? It's like
Agent,
a party.
Agent Tommy Bahama.
That'd be a good
of the
game.
CIA.
Just undercover everywhere he goes. Russia, middle of winter. Yeah. So everyone's
just
wearing
a cheat sheet.
Just, hey.
Who's got some AKs?
I'm looking to buy some weapons
shorts,
of mass destruction.
Shorts, boat shoes with no socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a Hawaiian shirt with sunglasses.
Perpetually undercover, even his own marriage.
Oh, what are you talking about? I just like to party, guys.
Speaking
Why
of
can't you be real Agent Tommy Bahama? I feel like I don't even know who I married.
Agent Bahama.
I don't even know. I'm just here to party, you guys. What's going on?
That would be awesome. Chicks. He was sort of like Inspector Gadget, where he didn't really. He was just sort of a buffoon, and he always liked to party, but he's still.
Professor Gadget did
he's
not
like
party.
Dad, he's like Agent Dad Boner. Do you ever read that Twitter account?
No.
I know Brendan's like a big fan of it. It's just
sounds
it's
like
called,
something Brendan would
it's
like.
Called, it's just at Dad Boner, and he just always like he's like talking about like ladies with. Righteous chest beefers and like going on a celebration with his buddy. Like he did.
Righteous chest beefers.
All right, I'm looking this
righteous
up.
Righteous chest beefers is a short story unto itself.
I'm looking this up because he made a Craigslist post about rejected movie idea for like Guy Fieri, and it was like the funniest fucking thing.
Righteous chest beefers.
I didn't even know that was a term.
I don't think it was.
I feel like
I
that's
the fucker
never
coined
been set
it.
Out of sight of Wisconsin until just now.
It's glorious.
I'm
born again. I've emerged from the waters.
Yeah, I got
seeing new, for the first time.
I got new stuff to call boobs. I'm good.
Oh, it was ideas for a Roadhouse sequel.
Oh, man. I just watched Roadhouse like 2 days ago. That shit holds up.
Oh,
it is still awesome.
This is Dad Boner's Craigslist post in Flint. Roadhouse 2012, : pain still don't hurt, script for sale, full spread. Look out, Hollywood head honchos, because this is Roadhouse 2012, pain still don't hurt, starring Guy Fieri, coming at you to crush your face. This is a for sale for dollars, and there's no need to be stingy about it because, man, it's complete with all the scenes and ready to rock. Never before has the world seen such carnal passion, red-hot action, and classic cool in one package before. And once you peep the final scene, you won't want to look at other crap ever again. It's just so off the chain. So get out your checkbooks, sit back with a cold one, and feast your eyes on some American gold, bad boy movie style. Man, can't wait to get you till you get to the scene four. Better use the John first so you can enjoy the whole thing without a BM break. Roadhouse 2012, Pain Still Don't Hurt, starring Guy Fieri, written by Carl Welzine. Scene 1, night, a bar in the Flint area. It also serves some of the best eats in the USA. Cheetos on anything for a dollar. Sammy's are all piled high. The works, really. Full spread. A kick-ass neon sign says, Captain Carl's Pizza Ship. Van Halen is on stage rocking so hard. There's chest beefers from coast to coast. It's pretty much the biggest celebration anyone's ever seen. Guy Cooler, played by Guy Fieri, is hanging out behind the bar, peeping all the babes, making sure everyone's safe. The owner, Captain Carl, is doing a new dance that's sweeping the nation called the Peener, with 4 to 6 consensual babes, ripe with all the toppings.
The Peter?
This is good. So close to erotic fanfiction.
Dripping with sweat, the wet look, Carl decides to play the hot corner for a cold one and calls Cooler over for a guy-to-guy. Captain Carl, man, you sure cleaned up things around these parts, Kimosabe. Captain Carl's pizza ship used to be riddled with oriental mafia crime. Not anymore. Now it's a 24/7, 365 celebration, open on Sundays, winks. Oh, Captain Cooler, yeah, it's so money. Thanks for letting me kick things up in the kitchen on my off time for free. Captain Carl, my pleasure. The menu is so on point and such a great value for the large portions. Guy Cooler, yeah, but I gotta hand it to you. The Cheetos on everything for an extra dollar idea is really off the chain. Adds such a texture to any dish. He's got a lot of these.
That's a real thing. That's a joke, though, right? Like, he knows that that's funny.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I like Celebration. And I like the peener dance.
Chest beefers.
I liked it all. Chest beefers from coast to coast. Also that he pulled him to the side for a guy on guy. That's really a guy on guy. Is that what we're having? Just some guys on guys?
Yeah. This is guys on guys. Guys on guys. Plural.
We're having a guy-on-guy four-way right now.
Guys on guys.
It's frauding.
Is that frauding?
Yeah. It's when you touch your boners together.
I'd like to think that when we fraught, it makes like a star.
Yeah.
Like all our wieners meet in the middle.
Yeah.
We all turn our hips for a second and it becomes a swastika. It's dark.
All right. He's got another one that's rock and app ideas for sale or trade.
Is it at Dad Boners?
No, this is also on Craigslist.
No, but is it at Dad Boners?
Yeah, it's the same guy. Oh,
I don't think it's
Dad
plural.
Boner.
Dad Boner.
Yeah. Rock and apps. Walking the dog chose. Don't worry, these ain't made with man's best friend, but they're going to be all yours. Hearty chunks of 100% all-beef hot dog, smothered in Guy's famous tender pork chili, tomatoes, cool sour cream, 13 kinds of shreddy melty cheese, jalapenos for a real kick, all served in a family-sized sack of salsa verde Doritos with some forks for sharing. Perfect for cruising around the bar with peeping babes. Such a great convo starter. Sup, babes, want to dip in my Doritos sack? It's full of bold surprises. Go on and grab a fistful.
That sounds kind of awesome, though.
Asian-style pizza loaf explosion. An old country recipe from the Orient, kicked up Guy's way. We start with 100% authentic NYC za, topped with pot stickers, a double helping of roni, and piled high with wasabi Cheetos.
Are wasabi Cheetos a real thing?
No.
No.
Well, you can make them if you want.
It was a good throw.
I just hit Brett in the earphone with a...
No, I think it was right in the microphone.
Made a... clank sound.
Microphone.
Clickety-clack.
Yeah.
Microphone,
sorry.
Mic.
Anyway,
microphone.
He makes some really good recipes for Guy Fieri.
I like that guy better than you already.
Yeah, I like him better than me, too.
Yeah, he's my new internet friend.
You don't like him better than you.
Yeah, you
do. I
do.
That's a huge bummer.
I wish he was myself.
What if he is yourself?
Whoa! What's that?
He's making a circle with his
little fingering
finger.
An alien?
I get it, because I'm a professional.
You mean wrap it up.
Unless you got more.
In a delicious
this is content
nacho
right here.
Flavored
this content.
Torta.
Before you guys wrap it up, can I just tell you one thing that has changed the game for me?
Oh, we didn't get into enough stories for you.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't have a lot of stories.
Are you pulling something out of your backpack?
Yeah. This is really important.
Dude, that's so camouflage.
How do you guys feel about... Yeah, it's super camo.
Did you get that at Bass Pro Shops?
No, my dad gave it to me.
Nice.
How do you guys feel about Magnum condoms? Because I've cracked the code.
Yeah?
Brett uses them.
I have used them.
I use them as well for girth, not length. Ladies.
I use them to like warm my
saying.
Forearms.
No. Listen. Okay. So here I have a Magnum condom and a regular condom. I have hella condoms in my backpack. Listen. You know what happens with a Magnum condom? Only the packaging is bigger. No. I put this condom on top of this little condom. Feel the size. Feel the size difference. Feel it, Vince.
I feel so close to you right now.
Yeah, you should. Because this is my life. This is my life. Condoms in the streets.
Is that your new web show?
But look how much bigger the package is!
It feels slightly bigger, but the packaging is much bigger.
The packaging is much bigger! It's a conspiracy!
I'm just going to say I've worn both, and I notice a difference.
I notice a difference as well,
but not as
ring.
Much as they want you to think. They want you to think to have Magnums, you got to have a 3-foot dick. Not true. You just have to have a dick slightly larger than ordinary. It's all in the packaging. And look at this. Big, bold lettering. With a centurion on it, which indicates violence.
Well, to be
look
fair,
at this
the company's
one.
Trojan.
Look at this one. Pussy-ass italic lettering. white.
Yeah, but that's Crown. That one's I get, that one's I get the, like a vending machine.
I use the ones.
I mean, it was free in a bag that I got from a festival.
I use the ones with the pussy ass lettering. Like, if there was a condom that had like Comic Sans on the front, I'd probably use that one.
Comic Sans.
Oh, it's got a little clown nose on the end.
Yeah.
Magnums are good because they just have more lax latex. They're just chilling out.
All right, this is terrible. We're gonna have to wrap it up because I don't. If I have to hear you guys talk about why Magnums are better, I'm gonna fucking jam this microphone on my butt.
They are better, though.
Better.
Fine. That's cool. You guys must feel really cool right now.
I think that you just feel really uncool is what is happening.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Apparently not.
Guys, I'm fine.
I don't give a shit about your huge-ass dicks.
I said I'm fine.
Just for the record, you don't have to be a huge guy to wear a Magnum.
I tie mine off like a sassy sweater. Just to make up for the, missing room.
Remember when they used to sell those, like, it was like a weird,
and I wear a
it was like a circle
underneath.
With two, it was like a plastic, giant plastic button, but it wasn't, it had like two lines in it. So, because girls would do the thing where they would tie their shirts and they would put it through the little.
Do you do that with condoms?
You took a hard left turn right there.
Yeah, no, I
because he
exactly
said he's tying it off like a sassy sweater, and I was remembering those like weird jazzercise shirts.
On your boner.
It's kind of like the scrunchie. Like there was like
it's
a
like claw, scrunchie like a horrible, t-shirts. I know.
A horrible bird claw on your dick.
I picture you putting a contraption right on
your
boner.
You guys ever rub like a falcon talon just right on the head of your penis?
No, but I have beaks. Beaks.
Yeah.
It's the 30-foot gay falcon talon.
Yeah, I mean, when he...
The talon show.
Talon show?
Oh, wow.
Just close it down, Ben. Just kill it.
It's a talent show.
Kill
well,
it.
Who's going to put it
it's
to
like
bed?
It's like the thing. It's gone on too long.
Who's going to put it to bed?
I don't know any of the numbers or the emails.
I don't know that. But I do know we're coming to Chicago. Go to our Kickstarter project. And for everyone that's already bought stuff, thank you.
Shout out to Fernando who can't come because his sister's got loose knee ligaments.
Loose something ligaments.
It would have been cool to see you there anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
would have been cool. We'll finalize
gotta
the
got to take care of his sister. Her knee. She fucking
really?
Playing sports or I don't know. Maybe she's just.
Must have emailed you. I didn't see
she's
that.
She's fighting Nick Ring, I think. And he
went straight for the knee ligaments.
Yeah.
Because he needed them.
Yeah.
He needs them.
Someone sent us an email to ask if we knew that Nick Ring's nickname is The Promise, Nick the Promise Ring. I was aware of that. It's pretty funny.
We were all aware of that many moons ago.
My favorite MMA nickname, although it's his like unofficial nickname, is Daniel Cormier. His unofficial nickname is Fedor Emelianegro.
I don't even know what that means.
That's amazing.
It's just a take on another MMA fighter. Vince loves that stuff.
Yeah.
I watch football. Does that count?
It's almost the same.
For some people.
I've seen gay porn. That's got to count.
Yeah, that counts for something.
It counts for a lot.
It's very aggressive.
It's true.
It's very aggressive.
Well, David, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. This is always a good time.
Yeah.
And by always, I mean the second time was just as good as the first.
Equally or better?
I had more fun this time, probably.
Because Brendan's a douche.
No, I like Brendan. It's
that's
just
true. You know what? Who goes to Hawaii and has a fun time in a beautiful part of the nation?
You don't have to pretend to like Brendan.
I like. I just feel like we caught a good groove.
We
didn't have to talk about Prometheus, a movie that I have never seen. Still, you know what I mean?
I forgot we did that.
I
still didn't watch it. I totally left here and was like, "Yeah, guys, I'm going to watch it," and then I didn't watch it.
Well,
the G is silent. Follow me.
Boom. You're going to get another bump.
No spaces. Yeah, just all one word.
Yeah, no spaces, all one word. I'm going to be in Seattle at the International Comedy Competition in like a week or something.
Booyah.
Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully I win, make some Skrilla, make some rent money. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, there's so much money in comedy.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I fucking get drink tickets and Doritos and sometimes chicken wings.
Dude, so many Doritos and chest beefers if you do comedy
right.
Oh,
dude, chest beefers from coast to coast.
Chest beefers and Doritos.
I get
you know?
A lot of them touching my butt stuff. Come on.
Well, email
play
is,
your cards right.
Email is broadcast@gmail.com. I don't know that Vince listens to the voicemails anymore, so
I miss
someone left
already.
Us like three, and I listened to some of them.
Hmm. Okay, well, I hope they were good.
Good story, right?
Good story. And we will have another broadcast before Chicago, but we got the Kickstarter project. So thanks to everyone, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks to Evan from Doc Films for coming on, and until next week.
Show us your chest beefers.
Good night.
Coast to coast.
Oh, that was going to be our sign off. That's cool.
And good chins.
Whatever, bro.